there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you have your Bible ready and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods.
We're so thankful for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ for us and all sinners. It's sad once in a while to see a boy or girl mistreat another child. It really shows that they don't understand how wrong it is, or else they have a proud attitude that they're big and can bully another child. Perhaps they make fun of someone who's smaller or crippled or looks a little different in some way. They may tease and taunt them, call them names, or in another way hurt their feelings. They are walking all over God's royal law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be ye kind one to another." Oh, a kind word goes a long way. Isaiah said, "That I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary." A word to encourage and lift up a friend means so much. I was happy one day as I watched some children out playing in their yard. They were brothers and sisters playing hide and seek. The youngest was born with a serious heart defect and couldn't run and play like the others. While the others ran to hide behind trees and fun places, she stood alone, just watching. Then, all of a sudden, one of the older girls just ran over to her, scooped little sister up in her arms, and carried her as they ran to hide. She had figured a way to help her little sister join the fun. Wasn't that wonderful? Many times there's a way we can help someone feel included in our activities if we get our minds off ourselves and ask the Lord to show us how to be a blessing to others. I know of a boy whose mother was upset and complained to the teacher because the sandwich she put in her boy's lunch kept disappearing. The mystery was solved, though, when they found out that he had been given his sandwich to a classmate who had nothing for lunch. Now, instead of being angry, Mother was very proud of her son. He had opened his heart and his lunch to a boy in need. Let's also remember kindness this week. Let's be God's servant to help someone else. Now, here's the choir before story time.
Because The door of the ark was shut. For a week the ark sat, and nothing happened. Perhaps Noah could hear people outside calling, "What are you doing in there, Noah? I'm glad it's you and not us in there with all those beasts." They may have laughed at Noah for being closed up in a huge boat on dry land, but God had given Noah a command, and Noah obeyed. He did not question God. 5, 6, 7 days passed, and nothing happened. But on the 8th day, drops of water began to fall from the sky. Then the drops of rain came down in such torrents that people ran in fear and panic. Rain fell from heaven. Water stored under the earth poured forth in great upheaval, and the terrible storm raged in all its fury for 40 days and 40 nights. As the waters began to rise, perhaps some of the folks outside pounded on the ark, begging Noah to let them in. But it was too late. The door was shut. All their begging and pleading did no good. Noah had warned them for years and years, and the time to escape was past. The waters rose up, 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 over the hills, over the trees, and over the mountains. The ark floated in perfect safety. But outside, there was no high place left for people to climb. The whole earth was covered with rushing, roaring floodwaters, and everything on the earth was drowned. Animals, birds, insects, reptiles, yes, and people. Men, women, children, babies, all were drowned and destroyed. It seems terrible that the animals also had to die. They hadn't sinned. It was the people who had sinned. But we just don't understand how awful, how vile sin is to our holy God. Even nature suffered death because of man's rejection of God. Oh, if we knew how bad sin is to God, we would run from it. At last, the noise of the rain pounding on the ark roof stopped. What a relief it was to Noah. But it still must have been very noisy in there. Lions roaring, elephants trumpeting, cows mooing, peacocks shrieking, roosters crow. What a racket! And Noah and his family were kept plenty busy feeding and tending that gigantic menagerie. Some of the animals probably became like pets after a year of such loving care. A year? Yes, they were in that ark over a year altogether. After the 7th month, the ark went bump, bump, and settled on Mount Ararat. And God remembered Noah. When the waters of the giant flood began to subside, God sent a strong wind to dry them up more quickly. And at last, Noah opened the window of the ark and sent out a big black raven and a soft, gentle dove. The raven stayed out, satisfied with the mud and muck and dead. But the dove came back because she couldn't find any food to eat or a place to light. A week later, Noah sent her out again. Again she came back, but with a leaf in her mouth, and Noah knew that the waters had gone down. He waited another week and sent that dear little dove out a third time. He waited, but the dove never returned, and Noah was assured that the waters were dried up. What joy there was on board when God told Noah to open the great door and let the animals and his family out. "Go out," God said, "and let your family and all the animals replenish the earth." Oh, if it was a parade when the animals went into the ark, what was it when they left? It was an orderly procession because God does everything decently and in order. But after being cooped up in that ark so long, they must have been happy, happy. happy to get out. That was cause for trumpeting and crowing and mooing, too. The animals scattered in every direction to find new food and new homes and begin their new families. And Noah's family went out, too. How glad they were to be out in the fresh air and sunshine, with room to stretch and breathe. And what do you think they did? Did they jump and shout? Did they have a big party to celebrate? No, they built an altar, took some of the clean animals, and offered a sacrifice to God. They bowed down and thanked God for sparing them through the flood. They thanked him for his mercy and love. God was very pleased with their offering and thankful hearts. God made a wonderful promise that he would never again destroy all the earth with a flood. And he gave a beautiful sign to remind them of his promise. Up in the heavens appeared a lovely rainbow. You know God always keeps his promises, and the promise he made thousands of years ago is still good today. In fact, often after a rain, you can see that sign in the sky again. That beautiful rainbow tells you once more that God loves you and is true to his word. And just as God spared all who were in the ark, he will save you from your sin and eternal death in hell if you will enter his ark of safety, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins. He will save all who will turn from sin and trust him as Savior. The ark was the only way of escape from the flood, and Jesus Christ is the only way of escape today. The Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, but he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Oh, won't you trust Christ today? And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.